It's been 8 years since singer-songwriter Eric Matthews has released a CD. Now he's back with an album titled Six Kinds of Passion, Looking for an Exit. Chris Nixon has this review.
Though it's good to know you, I can see that.
Go back 8 or 9 years, and Eric Matthews was a name that provoked knowing smiles on the faces of music aficionados.
Our lives have filled the streams of me.
His breathy, intelligent, symphonic pop brought fierce critical praise. But it never sold well. After parting ways with his former label, Matthews struggled to find a new venue for his music. He worked for several years as an arranger and as a session musician, and wrote his own material on the side. Then, last year, he got a break with a new record contract. Eric Matthews can still produce the timelessly classy pop goods, but this time around there's also an intimate, confessional maturity to his work, which he shows clearly on Underground Song.
Why can't I be true? Why must I be constantly failing? When did it all run dry? Where did I go? I'm terribly sailing in waters that hate me. Dream, then I sleep a while.
It's very much a solo disc with minimal help from outside. Yet while it's stripped down, it never feels stark. In this new incarnation, Matthew seems more concerned with the song's heart than the way it's dressed up. He has an innate sense of what works, and he gives each song exactly what it needs. That can be a single instrument, or the Penny Lane fanfare of Black to Light Brown, with its full, rich melody and enticingly cryptic lyrics. It's a short disc, more EP than full album. But quality always counts more than quantity, and Eric Matthews has plenty of that. On Six Kinds of Passion Looking for an Exit, Matthews shows that his years of woodshedding have been very profitable. It's the whispered sound of a man happy in his own skin at last. His music might never be brash enough for mainstream success, but it's a very welcome return.
You will be happy.
The album is Six Kinds of Passion Looking for an Exit by Eric Matthews. The review is by Chris Nixon.
You might be sad, so sad. When he removes this mask.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.